Today in New Orleans, President Bush wound up a three-state trip he began yesterday. The trip's billing was to promote free trade as a remedy for the recession. But just as he did yesterday, Mr. Bush today also strongly defended the $1.35 trillion tax cut he pushed through Congress last year. Some leading Democrats are saying the cut is to blame for the country's economic woes, and that's put fellow party members who voted for it in an awkward position. NPR's David Wellner has the story.
President Bush told workers in the Port of New Orleans he appreciated Louisiana Democratic Senator John Breaux's support for him on the tax cut. He said nothing, though, about the state's other Democratic senator, Mary Landrieu, who's up for re-election this year, even though she, too, is one of the dozen Democratic senators who voted for the tax cut. Instead, the president leveled this campaign-style charge.
You know, there are some in Washington, however, who seem to be indicating that in order to come out of a recession, you should raise taxes.
The president mentioned no names, but he may have been referring to an attack on the tax cut made by the nation's most powerful Democrat, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, in a speech earlier this month.
Not only did the tax cut fail to prevent a recession, as its supporters said it would, it probably made the recession worse. It also put us in an unnecessary fiscal bind at the worst possible time.
Daschle said nothing, though, about repealing the tax cut, nor did he suggest raising taxes. Both moves could prove politically costly. And it's clear Daschle was not speaking for a united party on the issue. His criticism posed a dilemma for his fellow South Dakota Democrat in the Senate, Tim Johnson, who voted for the tax cut and who faces a tough re-election battle this year.
Well, I have a very high regard for Senator Daschle, and I think that it would have been better if this tax cut had come in smaller and with greater emphasis on typical American families.
Still, Johnson said today that the recession predates the tax cut. He also stressed that he stands by his vote for the 10-year measure, even though he left a door open for changing his mind later on.
I think it's premature to talk about any kind of suspension or repeal of the tax cut. I don't think that needs to happen at this point. Now, what needs to be done years down the road, that'll be up to that particular Congress.
Other Democratic senators who voted for the tax cut have also failed to fall in step behind Daschle. David DeMartino is a spokesman for Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson.
Right now, we just need to figure out how we get our fiscal house in order. And Senator Nelson believes that the best way to do that is to curb spending where possible. He would look at revisiting the tax cut or changing or slowing the tax cut as an absolute last resort.
In fact, the only prominent Senate Democrat who's even suggesting putting the tax cut on hold is Massachusetts' Ted Kennedy. He's expected to call tomorrow for freezing any further phase-in of the tax cut after the year 2004. The most forthright calls for reevaluating the tax cut have come from some of the 28 Democrats in the House who voted for it. Texas Democrat Jim Turner says at the time, he just wanted to return some of a gigantic projected surplus to taxpayers.
The truth is that surplus has disappeared. It's no longer there. And I frankly don't think a postponement of a yet-to-be-implemented tax cut is a increase in taxes.
California House Democrat Ellen Tauscher, who also voted for the tax cut, is renewing her call for a kind of trigger mechanism. It would keep the three-quarters of the tax cut that has not yet been implemented from going forward unless deficits have been eliminated.
For anybody talking about being fiscally disciplined, they shouldn't get challenged by the White House for being a tax raiser. I think somebody like me that voted for the tax cut and is proud to have done it, it's important for me to step forward now and say, look, in light of the drastically changed circumstances that we have, we've got to think about what it's going to be like in the future.
But many Democrats who voted for the tax cut, like South Dakota's Tim Johnson, face stiff Republican challenges in November. Not one of them has yet joined the calls to reconsider that tax cut.